Ready.
And we're live.
I'm not ready.
Oh, no. No, no. Let me back it up. In 5, 4. Okay.
I honestly picture you doing the whole, like, countdown with your fingers and just moving your lips.
Oh, my God. I totally did that. You doing that? Yeah, I was. I was weighing some world in it.
Yeah. That's how the pros do it. Mm-hmm. And we are very professional, except that I cannot see you. Mm. Is it odd that I also brush my beard before coming on the podcast? Like, I'm in the bathroom brushing my beard and I stop and think, why am I doing this? I'm trying to look nice before going on the podcast.
You gotta look for the job you want, right?
That's true. That's true.
And you want eventually people to see you.
Yes, eventually people will see me.
Yes. So there you go. Brush that beard.
It's practice. It's dry runs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sounds bad. Never mind. Don't.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Yeah.
We
can just
wait. We need to do our intro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta do the intro.
You know, I was listening to some former intros we did at the beginning, and we had something in there that we kind of took out.
We did.
Yeah, where we say our names.
Oh, I guess people probably need to know that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Megan.
And I'm Brooks.
And we're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo. He's still a little rusty.
I'm still a little rusty. And I think, honestly, like, I feel weird doing a comedy, but I don't want to just get a.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
I think a comedy, I think that works well.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about eating the ice cream, though.
Oh, yeah. If you guys didn't know, she's in ice cream.
Yeah. All right. So, in case y'all didn't know, I am fasting, and it's within my eating window, and they brought ice cream up here to me and was like, hey, you want some ice cream? They had already fixed it and was just like, you know, waving it in my face.
Wafting it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah, I want some ice cream. 2 minutes to showtime. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat this ice cream.
Yeah, people can't see us right now.
No. So, since I'm eating ice cream, Brooks, why don't you just catch people up on what's been going on with you?
Update time. As you guys know, I'm Brooks, and also, you know, I've been going through some shit, and I mean, it's still going. I'm still getting divorced, still unemployed, still have bad eyesight. It's pretty much more of the same. Still working on my book, still trying to figure out ways to just feel better in general. I actually did a stream today before the podcast on Twitch under my Twitch name, PhantomFox4. I uploaded a YouTube video yesterday on my YouTube channel, PhantomFox4. Did you see that? Did you watch that one?
Oh, no, I hadn't caught it yet. I was driving. We were looking for bread. The bread is nowhere to be found.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did an upload of virtual reality horror games.
Oh, yeah. No, I did see that. Mm-hmm. Those were hilarious. Yeah.
I took a nice, it's a very small compilation. I think it's only like 6 minutes long, and I chopped it up and it turned out really well. I was really happy how it turned out. And so uploaded that and spreading across Facebook and stuff. I still have another VR compilation. It's actually like a part one, part two, because it's going to be so long. Mm-hmm. So I have a compilation I'm working on. So I got stuff to keep me busy. I worked on the book today also. Currently at 35,600 something words in my novel.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm trucking along. I'm gonna see if I can't possibly grind out all the way over 40,000 tomorrow. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So that's updates for me. Essentially, it's more the same. I'm still, I'm losing weight like crazy. So I'm trying to, you know, work out and stuff and diet and everything to capitalize on it. You know, cool. So I'm seeing some pretty quick results. Where's my little paper at here where I keep up with my weekly weigh-ins? Mm. So actually, as of this morning, because I weighed myself this morning, even though I had a weigh-in Monday, I weighed myself this morning, and as of this morning, since February 10th, I have lost 22.6 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. I started out at 245 pounds. And now I'm down to 222.4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so still dancing around in the low 220s. So I'm trying to get down into the two teens. I don't think I'll ever be as low as I was back in my early 20s, where I was like 190, 185 pounds.
You never know.
Yeah.
But it could happen.
Possibly, but I want to pack on more muscle than I had back then. So
I'm hoping
to kind of get within, like, you know, the 200 range, but below 220. I want to get out of the 220s. That's my next goal.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, that's a good goal. You're still eating ice cream, aren't you?
Like,
you're giving like rebuttals in between bites. That's a good goal.
Glad you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah. I lost, you know, 22 pounds. Oh, that's really good.
Making me feel bad about myself over here.
What kind of ice cream is it? Like, I mean, just flavor wise.
Okay, it's vanilla, but with the milk. You know, I got to do the milk.
Oh, God. Is it in the glass?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I love that.
Oh, with a tiny little bit of chocolate syrup on top. It kind of like goes to the bottom. So when you get to the bottom, it's like a surprise waiting for you.
One of my favorites is I do vanilla with the hard chocolate. Mm-hmm. I love the hard chocolate. And I do go overboard on the hard chocolate.
We used to get that a lot when we were little.
Yeah.
When we would go to the lake and the Dairy Queen, we'd always get the dip chocolate cones.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, memories. Oh. All of our memories are tied into food.
Yep. I actually had for my cheat day, you know, on Sundays I'm trying to do like cheat windows or cheat meals. Mm-hmm. And for dinner, I legit had cookies and milk.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yum. Like what kind of cookies?
Reese's chocolate chip peanut butter cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They make Reese's chocolate chip peanut butter cookies.
They were amazing. I killed like 2/3 of the bag. Mm. Or that, you know, the little thing that they're in, the plastic cookie holder. So, and I about made myself sick. I was like, I gotta stop eating. I was like, I'm gonna throw up. So, I still have 1/3 of the cookies left that I'll probably hit up this Sunday. Mm. Yeah. So this Sunday I'm gonna be I was going through the living room and I was like, man, I can't wait for some Sunday. And she's like, Jesse was like, oh, you gonna get them cookies? I was like, it's the cookie countdown. So I was playing, I was already telling everyone, I was like, I'm gonna destroy this cookie Sunday.
So like in kindergarten when we had that podcast, you talked about how you want to be a paleontologist. You are now the kid beside you that wanted to be Cookie Monster.
Yep, we exchanged. Yeah. How things have changed. He's probably a paleontologist by now. Wondering where his old kindergarten buddy is, Brooks.
Who gave him the idea?
Who gave him that idea all those years ago about being a paleontologist and traveling the world digging up dinosaur bones. And here's Brooks at home Sundays eating cookies and milk for dinner.
Like, dude, we totally traded.
We totally swapped. I think we had it backwards. That's what we did. We had it wrong. So I did that. And even with my cheat days, though, I still keep it fairly healthy. I mean, aside from the cookies and milk for dinner, I do like steak or chicken burritos or something like that. What did I do Sunday for my meal? I think I did like a big chicken burrito and like loaded it down with like hot sauce and this, I call it hot guac. It's like guacamole mixed with like jalapenos or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I love some guacamole.
So I call it hot guac. And actually, I kept some like left over and I used it for my dinner the following day, which was like just lean chicken and like a fried egg. Mm-hmm. And I put like pico de gallo all over it, some hot guac, some hot sauce, and it was delicious.
Yeah, they make like the low carb tortillas. So you don't have to be so bad.
Oh, yeah, the tortillas.
Mm-hmm. I think low carb ones.
I have we have some spinach ones that I've been using. Ooh, actually used nice. The other day. I did kind of like a heavier protein meal where I did like steak, cheese, onions, and then threw a fried egg on there.
Ooh, you went like the Denver style.
The steak and eggs.
Yeah, nice.
So that was a good meal. Today was a lot lighter though. Today all I had after a pretty good satisfying workout, I had a protein shake, and then a couple hours later just a couple handfuls of peanuts
are good.
Mm-hmm. And so I'll probably do a little heavier tomorrow. I'm only doing between 2 to 1 meals a day. I'm still doing like the intermittent fasting as well.
Right, right. That's a good idea.
So I'm sticking with either OMAD, depending on how I feel. Usually it's still, I still do two, like I'll do like a kind of a smaller snack and then lead into like a bigger meal or vice versa. Like today was technically, you know, a protein shake after a big workout and then small snack before my window ended.
Do you make your own protein shakes?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Do you use the prepackaged, like the Atkins shake, or do you like get the protein powder?
It's whey protein powder.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like whey protein isolate or something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But I don't do it often. I'll probably do like a really hardcore, like if I feel like I've gotten a really good hardcore workout in, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to follow this up with a protein shake.
Almond milk? Do you use like almond milk or just regular?
I use just regular milk because sometimes I'll use 2% milk. We're talking about going keto, you know, once kind of everything settles and you can actually do grocery shopping.
Right.
Once everything blows over, we're talking about all of us going keto.
Mm-hmm.
And so mixing keto and intermittent fasting, and then I'll be forced to drop milk or, you know, get almond milk or some type of milk replacement. Almond milk isn't bad.
That's what I've been doing, mostly keto. I kind of took a break because I've been sick with the corona, which I don't know. It's not official, but I'm pretty sure I had it.
You think you have it or you had it?
I'm pretty sure I had it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I had like flu-like symptoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was in the bed.
Where sick people usually are. Go on.
Yeah. And so that when I went to the doctor, they just tested me for the flu, and I didn't have the flu, but they wouldn't test me for the coronavirus. They said they didn't have as many tests as they needed, and my symptoms weren't as severe.
Sons of bitches.
I know. So I'm pretty sure I had it. I mean, what other, you know.
Couldn't possibly be anything else.
Exactly. Not the flu-like symptoms. Coronavirus.
I will admit, I get nervous every time I cough. Like, I'll get like a throat and I'll turn cough and I'll be like, okay. All of a sudden it hit me. I'll be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
It has begun.
They tested 4 people from 4 different states who had the only thing they had in common was they had just come back from Mardi Gras. And they tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, shit.
And then before we left, Andy was getting sick. And then when we got back, Joey was sick. And then I got sick. And plus, we had went through the airport where the same guy with the coronavirus was a few days before.
About the previous podcast. Be sure to listen to our previous podcast to pick that up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I mean, I had the corona virus. Okay?
No, I think you just in there. I had the corona. The corona got me.
I got a touch of the corona.
I got a touch of the corona.
But for real, though. And then Vera and KJ have been sick. Well, first started with KJ with a runny nose, which, who knows? They say that it's really mild in children because they don't say this, but this is my theory. The kids' immune systems are new anyway, so almost every virus that comes into their body is brand new that their immune system is fighting off. So why would the coronavirus be anything different for them when everything else is brand new?
It's just another one coming by.
Yeah. So that's why I think it's not a big deal in kids because their immune systems are, you know, not used to fighting off anything. Whereas our immune systems are used to fighting off everything. So if something new comes in, they're like, the immune system's like, what the fuck? All hands on deck.
Panic, everybody panic, man overboard.
Right. So who knows? We could have all had it. And I went to the casino this past weekend just giving it to everybody.
Just spreading it around. Corona-ing it up.
Yeah. But yeah, when I was at the casino, if anybody sneezed or coughed, everybody like looked at them like, go away. Get on out of here.
Get out of here. Yeah, because it's getting crazy out there. I think whether they already shut down to where, you know, restaurants are closed now.
Mm-hmm.
They can only like do carry out or delivery or some shit.
Yeah, like the drive through, their dining rooms are closed. And then the schools up here are closed for a month.
Yep, I heard about that too. Is that happening anywhere else? Like, is that, I mean,
well,
just...
The governor closed down all schools for at least 2 weeks in North Carolina. Okay. So the schools up here were like, oh, we're just going to stay closed until the end of spring break. It doesn't make sense for them to be closed for 2 weeks. The kids come back for a week and then be gone for another week.
Yeah. Come back, spread around the coronavirus, and then go back home.
Exactly. So they closed and then my daughter's private preschool closed for the month to just follow suit with the county schools. Luckily, I only have to pay tuition for 1 month. I don't have to pay 2 month tuition since they're going to be out for that month. And then, oh my God, the toilet paper. What the hell is wrong with people and this whole fucking toilet paper outage?
I mean, toilet paper is just kind of, I think, is spreading across the internet. I mean, because it's kind of like weird. But I mean, it's a lot of things like food, milk, eggs.
Yeah, milk, bread. I've noticed all that.
Yeah. But toilet paper is, that's new. I think, first thing I thought of, I was like, does like coronavirus give you diarrhea? Like, are people just shitting?
That's what daddy asked me. I got to talk to daddy yesterday and we were talking about all this. And he's like, he asked somebody, does coronavirus give you the shits or something? Yeah. Yeah, no. Oh God, there was this news story that Nomi just sent me. Her mom sent her. It was like, Americans are crossing the border of Mexico illegally to get toilet paper and other supplies. how the tables have turned.
I've seen a funny picture of someone took a picture of the racks in like a grocery store, and like all the bread and stuff was gone, and there was just stacks and stacks of tortilla like things. Like they just took all the bread but left all the tortillas. So then they had a picture next to it of like a couple of tortillas on like a toilet roll. I was like, oh, pretty clever.
Oh, I mean.
And then I called Jesse. Do what you gotta do. Yeah, I called Jesse earlier today because I was making a protein shake and we're running low on milk. So I called her. I was like, hey, you mind if I use the rest of your milk to make a protein shake? And she's like, yeah, I got to stop by the grocery store anyway, where she was able to get some milk. She's like, I got to stop by the grocery store anyway, and I forgot to get cat litter. I was like, cat litter? I was like, are we out of toilet paper? I was like, don't need to start shitting in the litter box. Because well, I will. I'm not above it.
I mean, if anybody's a coffee drinker, you have used the coffee filter as toilet paper before. It happens.
Well, I guess I'm technically still new to drinking coffee.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Get this, for my weight loss stuff, I eliminated creamer. I stopped putting creamer in my coffee. I drink black coffee with a splash, just a panache of vanilla extract.
Ooh, how's that?
It tastes like shit. Like a shit milkshake. It does nothing for it.
Have you heard of the bulletproof coffee that the people...
Yes, the keto. Yeah, the keto coffee.
Yes, with the butter in it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I want to try it, and I'll probably like blend it up. I think I'm gonna ruin my coffee. Like, I'll take one sip and then just like throw the whole thing against the wall. Like, I'm done.
It's gross. It's like your whole mouth gets coated with this like coffee buttery flavor, and like you can't get it out of your mouth. It's just like coated. It's like.
What kind of butter did you use? Did you use like some?
I used sweet cream butter. No. I didn't use margarine. I just used real butter. Okay. If I was gonna do it, I was gonna do it right.
Yeah, you gotta get it right.
Yeah.
Oh man. I saw where gross. It's like you gotta use some weird kind of like some grass fed butter, like you feed the butter grass or something.
It's sweet cream. Like, and I got the unsalted because I just thought the salted might be gross. I don't know what could have made it much. Yeah, it might have.
Did you overdo it with the butter? Did you do like a small, like a paper cup of coffee with like half a stick of butter?
I did exactly what it said. Like, I have that big cup. I even measured how much coffee is in that cup. Like, I measured, and then I took the butter based on the amount of coffee.
Did you add coconut oil or something to it too?
You can, or MCT oil. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
No. I just feel like any oil is just going to make it feel like that, where it coats your mouth. You're just trying to get the taste out.
I'm still going to try, especially with keto. I'm going to try it, and I'll let you know what I think of it. I mean, like I said, right now, I just drink black coffee with like a little bit of vanilla extract in it, and I'm like, I don't, it just is awful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big like French vanilla creamer. Like I'll do like half a cup of creamer and then half a cup of coffee.
That's exactly what I do. Like the coffee mate. Oh man, I love some fucking creamer. It's so good. But they have the keto creamer. If I go to
Starbucks though, the Starbucks, I always get a French vanilla. A vanilla bean frappuccino, which technically isn't even like a coffee.
No, it's just cream based.
Yeah, so I'm a big kid.
Mm, it tastes like snow cream.
Yeah, it's delicious though.
Mm-hmm. But they have keto creamer. You can look on Amazon and just type in keto creamer, and they have where you can get a creamer that is keto friendly, so you don't have to drink the nasty.
Have you tried it or?
No, but I have friends in the keto community who like swear by it.
The keto community? Is community spelled with a K?
No, like but that'd
Mortal
be
Kombat?
Yeah, no, that'd be fun.
Keto
that'd be,
combat.
That'd be pretty hilarious. Oh my gosh, I was playing poker when we went to the casino this past weekend, and I had pocket kings, and then a king came out or whatever, and this guy just kept calling me, and I was just like, okay, whatever. And then he's like, what you got? And I'm like, ooh, I got KKK.
Oh, God.
And he's like, huh? And I'm like, you know, king, king, king.
King, king, king. Good cover there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried. But anyways, back to the keto. There's this company that, and I'm not going to, like, say names, but, you know, if y'all are listening, we would totally, like, try your products and then push them for you, but
yeah, test them.
Yeah, they make keto shakes, like the protein shakes. Yeah, they also have soup bases that you can get that are keto friendly, and you just mix it with heavy cream, and you got keto soups.
Oh,
because a lot of soups now are just chock full of carbs. If you get like the canned soups or any of those types of soups, because it's just got lots of starches and stuff in it to keep it thick.
Yeah.
But these are like the soup mixes that you just put heavy cream in, and it's got like really low net carbs. It's supposed to be really good. So I want to try them. I'll send you the link after the show. But
no word.
Yeah.
And if anyone else has any recommendations or anything like that about how to not make coffee so shitty on the diets.
Yes.
Be sure to let us know, because we really want to know. I really want to know.
I do too. I mean, maybe there is some MCT oil that's got some kind of flavor to it that we can use in our coffee.
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of coconut.
You know, I like coconut, but to a point.
There's to an extent. There's a limit.
There's a total
there's
limit.
There's a coconut limit that can be reached.
Yes, I just there's certain candies and stuff too that's coconutty. Me.
So yeah, I love vanilla. So anything that has like vanilla-y to it, if I can vanilla it up and still be like healthy without drinking, because I still sit here and drink like 2 cups of that of black coffee with a just a bit of vanilla extract to it.
Oh, that's just yeah. You know, there are like the vanilla Atkins shakes you can get. And they have the Atkins shakes that are coffee flavored that you can get that aren't
bad. I'm also looking for another thing if people have affordable ideas, because I'm looking for affordable stuff until, you know, I become a super successful writer or podcaster or streamer or voice actor.
Or all of the above.
Or all of the above, because there are no limits.
No. You are your only limitation. The sky is the limit.
They say that for a reason.
Well, since we're talking about limits, how about we take a break? Because we've reached that limit.
So that's part one?
Yeah. Well, no. This is just for our ad.
Oh, this is for the ad. Got you. Okay. All right. Word. So we'll be back after our word from our ad.
And we're back.
That was a great ad.
It was. I meant to ask you if you needed a break, but...
No, I'm good. I'm solid. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. I've been cut off from water. I had to stop drinking water at like 6 o'clock, like 6 p.m. Oh, I can't drink any more water.
I don't blame you.
Because I drink so much water throughout the day that I pee nonstop.
Yeah. You just might as well sit on the toilet. If you're not working out, just sit there.
I pee so much. And then, like, when I was, like, switching over and just drinking nothing but water, I made the mistake of, like, drinking, like, all the way up until I went to bed. And I was up, like, all night peeing, like, every couple hours. And it was, like, so much. And I was like, how is this possible?
Oh, no. Yeah. I hate waking up in the middle of the night just to pee.
Yeah. Well, I woke up last night and I had to poop. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's from the hot guac.
Oh no.
Because yeah. I'm pretty sure it was. Once I got in there, I was like, ooh, hot guac. Did it burn? Yeah, it got me.
Oh no.
I was like, oh, damn it, it got me.
Oh, you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, watch out for that hot guac. It'll sneak up on you. Yeah, so now I cut myself off. I don't eat anything past 5:30. I don't drink anything past 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I do still have a small cup of warm milk mixed with a spoonful of honey.
Ooh.
I think I talked about that before because I'm trying to, they say it's supposed to help you sleep. So I'm trying anything and everything to help me sleep.
Does it?
I don't know, maybe.
I sleep eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I lay there and then I drift away. So, yes.
Have you tried the ASMR videos yet?
Oh, no, I still haven't tried the ASMR stuff now.
Oh, jeez.
I've been doing the other. I end up watching just TV until I fall asleep, or like Amazon Prime or something like that. I've been watching this show called Alone.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It's pretty dope. Yeah, if you like survival shows, like Man versus Wild or Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
So this is a show. I'm on season. I think it's only 2 seasons on Amazon Prime. They take 10 people and drop them off on the West Coast, like Northwest Coast. And they have to pretty much survive on their own. Like, they're not together. They're all individually just out there spread everywhere. They have to survive on their own for as long as they can. It's like, as long as they can. The last man standing wins $500,000.
Damn.
Yep.
So it is kind of like the Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. I mean, they let you take like 10 items and stuff like that. And they give you all your camera stuff because you got to film yourself doing all kinds of stuff and surviving and whatnot. I just started season 2. Season 1 was amazing. I don't want to give any spoilers or like really talk about it if people want to check it out. But, if you like survival shows, definitely check out Alone on Amazon Prime Video.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of survivors, they are paying any healthy person $7,000 to have them inject the coronavirus in them and just study them.
What?
Yeah.
Where is this?
They quarantine you. It's in the United States somewhere. They inject you with the coronavirus and then they see what it does. $7,000. I was like, Kevin, I love you, but go get injected.
Oh, you're going to get that corona. You're going to get a touch of that corona.
They should make a show out of it.
Yeah, that should be a reality show. Yeah. I got corona. Virus.
Team. Virus. even Vera, I don't know. I mean, she's got to be hearing people. She started talking about coronavirus.
I mean, it's out there.
Coronavirus. Oh, but I was also going to say, a lot of times, where a lot of things that I have read said that you need to like cut off all electronic devices within 30 minutes of wanting to go to sleep, because that can mess with you.
I like, I like having the noise in the background.
Yeah. Well, let's see that. Try the ASMR, because there's a new video that Gentle Whispering just put out where you are a rainbow and she's fixing your colors, and it's so relaxing. It's great. You think you are? I see. I hear you laughing. It sounds funny.
I just have to lay there. Do you have to wear like earbuds or headphones or something? Like, did you get the full effect from ASMR from that?
You can. I don't. I just have my phone. So, like, I can't, if I lay down with earbuds in, it's uncomfortable for me. So, it ends up being better to just not have them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if I'm sitting, like, if I'm relaxed and in, like, the recliner or something, I'll just have my earbuds in and watching on my computer. Then I can do it that way. But most of the time, I'm laying down and I'll just, like, prop my phone up so that I can watch it.
Yeah. And just from all the ASMR stuff I've seen, it's always like, hey, make sure you're wearing headphones or make sure you're wearing earbuds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because a lot of it's binaural. I don't know exactly how to say it, but so if they're like on your right side, then you hear it in your right ear. And then if they're on your left side, So
I think maybe I should start ASMR.
You could. We could both do like an ASMR.
Maybe we should podcast. Do an entire episode podcast of just ASMR.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna write that down.
You write that down? Mm-hmm. You should write that down. What's the sound that it makes when you write it down? Hang on. Does it sound like this? Can you hear that?
I can, but it doesn't sound like that. Hold on. It sounds like this.
Paper.
Do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything. Do you hear this? This is the podcast. It was now called Do You Hear This?
Entire ASMR podcast without laughing. I don't see it. I don't see it happen.
Well, no, we had to laugh real quiet.
I can't do that. You tell me to laugh quiet and it makes me laugh loud.
We should be quiet. Just laugh real quiet.
No, that's not relaxing, hearing somebody laugh.
Well, I think it might be. You don't know. People might be into some weird shit.
Oh, my God. I would have to edit the hell out of this if we did an ASMR one.
These guys, like, jack up the volume so you can hear it really well. You're like, what are we saying? What are we saying?
And then all of a sudden we start laughing and it blows out my new eardrum.
Yeah, that sounds like a liability issue. We probably shouldn't do that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we could try. We would have to have a guest like JKX.
To show us how to ASMR.
Yeah. Even though he doesn't do it, he could totally make some money ASMRing. He gives it to me every time I play with him and he whispers.
I don't know how to. If my microphone even does that, am I on your. What side am I on right now?
I have my headset on and it's only on one ear.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm gonna talk on this side and then flip your headset around.
I don't think that'll work.
Yep. Yeah, we're totally pros. We totally got this.
Oh yeah. We don't know what we're talking about day to day, but we're totally gonna plan out a whole ASMR episode and that's gonna go well.
Oh yeah.
I hear it. Do I hear like crickets and stuff in the background?
Do you hear crickets?
Is it your background or my background?
Do you still hear it?
I do. Not anymore. Now I hear the fan. Maybe it was the fan. Maybe it was the fan.
Yeah, it's probably my fan.
Yeah.
And crickets committing suicide in it.
We can't take the sound anymore. I swear it sounds like crickets, though. And crickets are a good ASMR sound.
Really?
To have in the background, yes.
Mm. I mean, I guess with us growing up in the country, it probably, because I never really thought of them as just like a really good comforting sound, but they probably are.
I think it's because you associate that with like it getting dark.
Mm.
And
you know what's super comforting to me?
What?
The sound of a train.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. The sound of a train going by in the distance.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Because we grew up next to the train tracks, and so at night I'd hear that go by, and it was just, I don't know what it was about it. It was just super comforting.
It just meant you were home.
Yeah.
And sometimes it got loud, though. Sometimes like, I would try to be on the phone, and they couldn't hear me because the horn or whatever you call it was going off.
Meanwhile, I was sleeping like a baby.
Yeah. I miss the sound of the train. Every now and then when I'm at grandma's, I'll hear it because, you know, her house is right there at the train tracks.
Wow. I'm thinking about, you know, once I make it big in any, if not all, of my endeavors, that I'll probably end up moving probably close to our father. That's a really nice area out there.
It is, and I've thought about moving out there as well just because it's close to the casino.
Oh.
Oh yeah, and I, oh my god, I felt so at home playing damn poker. I just love it.
Yeah. Makes you feel alive.
It does, and I like the other games too. I played some 3-card poker, which was fun. Mm-hmm.
I played some blackjack. Mm-hmm. I played that.
Yeah, it was fun. I like the 3-card poker better though, because it's like blackjack where you and the other players are against the dealer. But you only get 3 cards, and then there are extras you could play. Like, you bet that your hand's better than the dealer. The dealer has to have at least a queen high to qualify so that you make your bet. If you don't, then you just make your ante back. But there's also pair plus. So if you get a pair, then you also get that bet. And then there's a 6-card. So there are different hands that you could make with your hand and the dealer's hand. And if you do that, then you get paid whatever. And I ended up doing that with a 3 of a kind, and I got paid, I believe it was 10 to 1. So I put $5 on it. I got $50. It was nice. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Yeah. It's a pretty fun game, but you get kind of sucked into it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm talking to all the people at the table, and we're all, like, trying to go against the dealer like we're all on a team.
Yeah. Joining forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it was fun. And Kevin won some money on blackjack. There was a like side bet where you, again, you bet your 2 cards with the dealer's 1 card that shows. Mm-hmm. And he got a straight flush. So he got paid like $250 by betting $5.
Nice.
Yeah.
That all just sounds super confusing. I'd have to just kind of hang out and watch for a minute to try and figure it out.
I had to watch him play blackjack, and I still didn't get it all the way. Like, I made enough money on blackjack to go play my 3-card poker.
You just use that as a stepping stone. It's a gateway.
Yeah.
A gateway game.
He loves it. Like, he knows exactly what to do. Like, you can double down and all that shit and separate the cards and stuff that I'm just like, what? And these other people try to explain it to me, and I was like, huh? And then he had me cut the deck. And, you know, everybody is looking at you like, if you don't cut it right, then,
it's your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. Yeah. They don't know, not getting good hands. It's your fault.
He set you up.
Yeah. So I just left. I was like, fuck you guys. I'm going 3-card poker.
Fuck you guys. I'm going 3-card poker.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's horrible about the casino in North Carolina?
What's
horrible,
that?
I tell you. Horrible.
Oh, God.
You can't drink for free there.
Oh, what?
I know. It's against North Carolina laws
to drink free for drinks. Free.
Yes.
What?
Every other casino in the country, if you're playing, you're drinking for free, except for North Carolina.
Maybe North Carolina is just more of a stickler. Like, they know, like, hey, this is a ploy to get people drunk and having them throw away money.
No.
But that's the whole fun of it.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. People are going to throw away money whether they're drunk or not. You still get drinks, but you have to pay for them. Mm-hmm. You get free non-alcoholic drinks like coffee and soda and water and tea and stuff like that while you're playing. Huh. So they're still giving you something for free, but I want my alcoholic drinks, you know?
Yeah. I haven't actually had an alcoholic drink in a while. I had to cut that for my diet as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drink hardly ever, but if I'm going to go out and do something, then I'd like to have a couple of drinks. I had some tequila sunrises because they were out of margarita mix. Like, what the fuck?
I think the last time I drank was the last time we drank for the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
That's been a minute.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot of empty calories, so it's good to cut it out while you're trying to lose weight.
I mean, I'm doing pretty much everything else possible. I tried cold showers. You know, they say take cold showers. You can burn calories that way. I can't do that. That's awful.
Oh, I got used to it. You get used to it after a while.
Cold showers?
Yes, because it also lowers your inflammation. And so I have like tons of inflammation, and the cold showers help with that. But what I've done is I just get colder. Every time I take a shower, I'd make it a little bit colder. I don't just do it all at once until I'm at the point where it's as cold as it's going to be, and I'm used to it. You can start off with a warm shower and then just make it cold, a little bit colder at a time until your body is just used to it.
That sounds more legit. I just jumped in there and turned it to cold. It was like, oh, God damn.
You have to ease your body into it. It really does have a lot of benefits. And they say doing that and also like going in a sauna is like exercising. Because of your heart rate, it makes your heart rate rise.
in the sauna. I used to actually love, me and Jackson used to, you know, work out a lot at the YMCA, and they have a sauna in the men's locker room, and we'd go in there. They had the dry one, which was like a smaller one, and then they had the actual like steam one.
Oh yeah, they have the steam room. Men and women share it. Like one day the men will have it, and the next day the women will have it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just went in there all the time.
You didn't notice any ladies in there?
I mean, maybe it was just really steamy. I mean, I didn't go in there talking to people, strike up conversations.
Right.
Just went in there and get my steam on.
Well, maybe it wasn't like that, but I just got the membership in January, and they explained it to me. They're closed. The YMCA is closed for the 2 weeks, and they're doing virtual classes. But what I don't understand is they're doing it on YouTube, and it's public. And I'm like, I paid my membership, and just anybody can watch these classes? I don't think so.
Yeah, y'all better be emailing me some videos. So I can turn around, put them on YouTube, and monitor all that shit.
I need to make some money while I'm out of work. Which I'm not really. I'm out of work, but not because of the corona.
Yeah. Hey, why are you out of work then?
Oh, I quit. I resigned from the agency that I was at.
Oh, that's right. Because you're going off and doing your own thing there, right?
I am doing my own thing. And there's just some crap that I'm dealing with. Now I'm having to participate in an investigation because I accused them of some things.
Gotcha.
Can't talk about yet, yeah, but whenever the investigation issues is over, then maybe I can talk about it. But if not, then still.
If you need any type of legal advice, ask me, and I will find someone who knows something about that stuff.
I will Google that shit for you.
I will Google it up. I will give you some phone numbers to some law people.
I'll call the law.
I will call the law.
I still say that. I'm so country. Sometimes I don't even, like, recognize it until Kevin, like, points it out. He's like, you're going to call the law. I'm like, yeah, I'm calling the law.
That's what you do when you're in trouble. You got to call the law. Got to get that lawman out of here. Oh, man.
So,
I've also been doing stomach vacuums.
What?
Stomach vacuum.
All right, I'm picturing something that's probably totally opposite of what you're doing.
Yeah, all you do is you just suck in your stomach as much as you can. Like, you're supposed to be trying to push your, like, belly button against your spine.
Oh, okay. So you're not taking a vacuum and, like,
and
vacuuming,
like, shoving
your stomach.
It in my stomach. Or, like, just going around the outside and just, like, sucking up the excess skin.
Oh, good.
No, I'm not doing that. It's like where you just, like, pull in your stomach as much as, like, hard as you can, and then try and hold it. You got to, like, let out, like, a big exhale and then pull in. It's actually, like, an old, like, bodybuilder technique as well.
Uh-huh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger actually recommends it a lot. And I've, like, done some other, like, research, other people who recommend it. And it's supposed to help with teaching your muscles that it's okay to, you know, go in. And there's also, like, a muscle around your waist that's supposed to help your waist get smaller. Like, when you do the stomach vacuum, you're supposed to feel, like, almost like your groin area, like the upper groin, is kind of like cramping. That's because there's, like, a muscle that goes around, like, in a loop, and you're actually tightening it, and it's teaching your muscle to you know, be less round, I guess. I don't know. I've been trying it.
I just tried to do that, and I think I, like, pulled a muscle in my rib area.
In the rib region?
Yes.
The middle region.
Oh, God. It hurts.
I'm sure, like, a lot of people are trying it right now. Like, all of our audience, both of them, are trying to
vacuum their stomach right now. Listener, 8 constant listeners.
Well, I guess I can take this moment real quick to say thank you.
Thank you for
being a listener on our podcast. We hope that you are enjoying the show and future shows to come.
Oh, yeah. Ditto.
But yeah, so that's another thing. Like I said, I've been trying a bunch of different stuff to try and target, like, areas that I've always had, like, trouble in.
Yeah.
Like the back of my arms, my triceps and stuff.
You got the bat wing. I got the bat wing going on.
I've never been able to really build, like, a lot of, like, muscle back there. I've been able, like, my other tries, like, you know, like on the side of your arm. Mm-hmm. Like, I got always had, like, super definition there. No problem building that up. Even when I don't, like, work out, I still keep that. And then, like, right above your elbow, that part of your tri. But yeah, I'm just doing a bunch of different stuff, kind of experimenting, doing things differently, and seeing what I can do.
Yeah, I need to start being a little bit more strict. I was doing really good with my fasting. And then I went to Mardi Gras and everything just kind of got sick. Then Kevin and I went to Cherokee and I just kind of been not being strict with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens. I think that's like the big thing. That's why I have my cheat days. And even like the other day, it wasn't even my cheat day. And I had a big, steak and egg wrap to get like a extra kind of boost in like protein and stuff. And that's like not even lean protein. That was like steak and cheese and eggs.
Yum.
Yeah, my mouth just like filled with saliva while I was saying that.
It's so good. Another thing
too with fasting, even though I'm still having a cup of milk and honey before bed to try and help me sleep, it also helps me to feel a little full so I don't feel hungry going to bed.
Right. Yeah.
So that does kind of help me, like, if you're fasting and doing that. I mean, it's probably not part, like a part of the fast. It probably, breaks my fast being that I'm drinking milk and honey and stuff, but it helps me to feel full.
Right. You could try just drinking a lot of water too, but then again, you'll get up. Start peeing.
Yeah, peeing all night. I'm just going to have to get a pee bucket next to my bed. I just roll over.
Oh, good. Let's get an empty Gatorade bottle. Gross. Oh, good. All right. Well, I think that's it for this show.
Yeah, for this episode.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.
Should I say bye?
Bye. Yeah, go ahead. Bye.